When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Why? Because these tickets are burning a hole in our pocket.
Moose, I would argue these tickets are the most important tickets we've ever given away on this show.
That's right. For PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy live after dark at Jiva Theater. It is our first live show coming to the stage February 6th, and we want you guys to be there with us. All the details on our socials as well. Hi, Moose. Breezy on Air 90 PXY Rochester. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. Where are you calling from? Who are you representing?
I'm calling from Brighton.
Miriam from Brighton, you are caller number 8.
Let's go. Miriam, why do you want to come to our live show?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. Ah! I even knew that it was Almond Joy yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, now this is your chance to go head-to-head with our girl. Why don't you talk
now
some
I'm
trash?
Worried. I'm worried.
Don't be.
Go ahead. Talk some trash.
You know, Breezy, I'm going to do my personal best. And I expect you to bring your personal best, too.
And that's all we can ask. You know what I mean? Yes. That's literally all we can ask.
And I want to see that live show, so I'm really going to do my personal best.
Yes, all right. You are.
Breezy is leaving the room. I'm sure you already know what the rules are. They're very simple, Miriam. Five seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number one. Do bright and proud. Miriam, which energy drink is responsible for giving you wings?
I know, so-and-so gives you wings, so-and-so gives you wings. I know it.
The clock is ticking.
Red Bull.
All right, we're going with Red Bull. Let's go to
Red
question
Bull
number
gives
two.
Wings.
Yeah. In The Matrix, which color pill does Neo take?
The red pill.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'm just going to say red pill because people get red pilled all the time. Which is not a good thing.
No.
In the male world.
It's not. No. A lot happens on the weekends. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Let's go to question number three. Which bird lays the largest eggs?
The ostrich.
Going with the ostrich. Let's go to question number four. What topping is essential for a traditional margarita pizza?
Ooh, traditional margarita pizza. I know that that's got basil and tomato sauce.
Pick one.
Mozzarella. Well, it's got all those things on it. Let's just say mozzarella.
All right. Let's go to question number five. In the TV show Breaking Bad, what is the name of Walter White's lawyer?
Oh, let's call Saul. It's Saul.
Going with Saul?
Yep, because they did the spinoff on that.
That's what they did.
They did.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back in the room. Okay, Miriam, I'm going to tally these up, and I'm going to see how well you did, okay?
Oh, let's hope.
All right, so far we are looking at a total of 4 out of 5.
Okay, I did better than I thought.
Push it, girl.
Not too shabby. All right, Miriam from Brighton, bring in the heat. All right,
4 out of 5 is crazy. Not going to lie.
Put you on hold. We're going to go over to our girl Breezy, see how well she does. Question number one, which energy drink is responsible for giving you wings?
Red Bull, baby.
Question number two, in The Matrix, which color pill does Neo take?
Blue.
Question three, Breezy, which bird lays the largest eggs?
Eagles.
Final answer?
Bald eagles.
Oh, they gotta be bald.
Gotta wax that head, you know what I mean?
What topping is essential for a traditional margarita pizza?
Shaved tomato slices. Or mozzarella cheese.
We're looking for a correct answer here, okay? Maybe you can get half a point, but I'm looking for a correct answer.
What do you mean?
We're going to question number five, last one. In the TV show Breaking Bad, what is the name of Walter White's lawyer?
Never seen that show a day in my life.
I'll give you a hint. It's all good, man.
Snoop Dogg? What? I don't... not a great hint. Okay, going Snoop Dogg.
Okay, we're
that
going...
One.
Hey, Miriam, how do you think Breezy did?
You know what? I think she brought her personal best. I think she did all right.
Is that like a slap? Is that like a backhanded compliment? Like, she's doing the best she can.
All right, well... Breezy got a total of 1 out of 4.
Oh, no. I thought she did better than me.
You got right with Red Pill. There was 5 questions.
You got 1 right out of 5. Sorry. Okay. Miriam, you absolutely crushed it. You got yourself the win.
Awesome. I'm really excited. Can't wait to see you guys.
Oh my God.
Do you want to run through the board or does it matter?
No, we
want
to know.
Yeah, no, I want to know.
All right. Question 1. Yes, the answer was Red Bull. In question number 2, in The Matrix, that color pill is red. You got that right.
Classic.
Breezy said blue. Which bird lays the largest eggs? Breezy said the bald eagle. Incorrect. You said ostrich, Miriam. That's right. That topping that is essential for traditional margarita pizza is basil.
Oh, geez. Please, give me a break.
You originally said it, Miriam. You switched it up to
mozzarella. I did.
But, you know, mozzarella is on every pizza. And then
in
the TV show Breaking Bad, what is the name of Walter White's lawyer? That is Saul Goodman. Breezy said Snoop Dogg. That's okay. You said Saul. You got that one correct, Miriam. You are going to the show at Jiva Theater. We can't wait to meet you in the flesh.
Who are you going to bring with you?
It's either my husband or my boyfriend. No.
No, I'm obsessed with you.
It's going to be my husband.
Okay, perfect. Right. She's like, I'm not going. So.
A couple people listening are going to get very jealous, a.k.a. your boyfriend. Why don't you go ahead, Miriam, and say, my name is Miriam from Brighton, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Miriam from Brighton, and I just beat Breezy.
Yes, you did, girl.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What do you do when you're on a double date and find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own?
That's kind of awkward.
Our buddy Troy has gotten himself in a real pickle. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
Just picture it, you guys. You go out on a double date and you're like, wow, I am connecting with this other person way more. What
That's
do you do?
Not my date.
Because if you handle it wrong, or let's say you jump the gun on a situation like this, it can turn messy really quickly.
Yep.
Let's get to our boy on hold this morning. Troy, it sounds like you're in a little bit of a dilemma, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good morning. I definitely am in somewhat of a dilemma.
Well, we hate to hear that, but we honestly love the content. Tell us everything.
How can we help?
Yeah, I don't... I've been thinking about how to try to phrase this without sounding like I'm the bad guy. I don't know if I can do it. I'm just feeling very conflicted.
We're off to a great start.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let me give you the scoop or whatever. So I went on this double date with my buddy this past weekend, and he met the girl he's going out with like a month or so ago now, and he seems like obsessed with her, which is a red flag for sure. He's just like... he love bombs. You know what I mean? He can be desperate, and then he love bombs, and it just sort of works against him.
Okay, he's a love bomber, okay?
She has this friend, and they wanted to do, like, a double date thing, sort of, like, set me up or whatever. Long story short, it's not long into this date, and I realize...
You're feeling
his,
her.
I'm not feeling my date. I'm feeling his date.
Oh.
Like that his girl and I have chemistry.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
when did you?
It was a little awkward even on the date because, like, we had this chemistry that I feel like they could sense too. Do you know what I mean?
Please.
Yeah.
Was it really that strong?
That's how I felt. And I feel like I know myself pretty well. Like, we were vibing.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you sitting next to her or across from her? She was sitting next to your boy, right?
Yeah, she's sitting next to her. But like, we're still like, I don't know. I feel like there were more like in like moments, looks between us than there were between the two of them.
Okay. First of all, where did you guys go to dinner, if you don't mind me asking?
We went out to dinner at Vern's on Park Ave.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's really cozy in there.
Yeah. You guys were in close quarters.
It's intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
We're having a good time, and we're like, I can tell her and I were into the same things, and I don't know, the girl I'm on, like, that I was set up with, she's cute, and we, like, it was nice to be there with her, but I'm not, like, that's not what I'm looking for, you know what I mean? I'm looking for someone who I'm like, whoa,
first of all,
it for me, not just cute.
Oh, so the girl you went out with was not it.
Well, no, because the girl that he went out with, I'm like, you are it, you know what I mean? Like, the two things in the same room.
Oh my god.
Right, dude, that's fair enough. I mean, you know what you like. How are you going to handle this situation? What are you looking? I mean, did you tell your boy? You didn't tell him.
No,
of course you didn't.
There's no way.
You kept it to yourself.
So that's why I'm here right now with you, because I'm kind of like, what if I did just go for it?
Is he really that much of a friend?
Look, I love my buddy. He's a good dude or whatever, but there's no way he's her type. And I know she'd be happier with me. And I'm like, okay, how much do I care about this friendship?
Wow. You're a bad friend.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, dude. I really was.
Bad friend.
I haven't betrayed him yet. I'm talking to you guys about it. I feel like I'm here on the edge of a cliff, and I don't know if I should step back.
You know, it wouldn't be the right thing to do. And obviously, if you want to have this conversation with your friend, be honest with us. Did everyone exchange Instagrams? Did you get the girl you went on a date with her Instagram?
I got her Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your date's Instagram. What about your buddy's girl? Did you find her on IG and slide in her DMs? Be honest with me.
Yeah, I definitely did. I definitely did.
Now you guys liking each other's stories. Oh my god.
It's just
a lot.
An absolute classic tale.
It's a tale as old as time. It really is.
You would betray him, man. It would not be the right thing to do if you went behind his back. He met this girl a month before you did. He obviously really likes her. Grant, listen, if he love bombs her, that's on him if it doesn't work out. But you need to wait for that to play out before you jump in. That's my opinion.
I don't know, man. Don't you feel like if you see the person that you're supposed to be with, don't you feel like you need to call it out?
How do you know you're supposed to be with her?
I have that feeling, man. I know it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
What would you guys do in this situation? Does Troy act on this or does he completely leave it alone? Because we're talking about his buddy's girl here that he's been dating for a month. Whether or not you think you're a better match, I don't think it's the right thing to do, Troy. 585-252-9800. Guys, text us. Give us a call.
I'm just a big believer in, you know, no risk, no reward.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, clearly.
No,
literally. I do not think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's a lot. Touché. And honestly, you're never going to be friends with him again or your relationship's going to be permanently tainted. And I stand on that.
Can I ask?
10 toes down.
I'm going to ask you something real quick, Troy, and I'm going to let you go.
If
going out with this girl meant losing your friend for good, would you do it?
The silence is evident.
Probably.
Yep.
Probably? Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Yep.
Okay, Troy. No, we're not here to judge, buddy. Thank you for calling in, though, man. I'm going to get to some messages. Why don't you sit tight and hear what other people have to say?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sound good? All right, good luck, man. Keep us posted. We'll talk soon. All right. We can all agree right now this is going to end badly for everyone.
Because we're not here to judge. Continues to judge.
Because here's the thing. If his buddy hasn't already heard this, he's hearing it right now, the friendship is over. It's on life support. And I'm saying this right now. Troy already knows what he's going to do, does he not? You heard the confidence in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's halfway there, baby. He slid into the DMs. I think he's going to end up with his buddy's girl. I'm telling you that right now. All right, let's get to a few people on hold. 585-252-98-PXY, or excuse me, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Calling in on the topic that's going on. So, believe it or not, this is the cool uncle back from Christmas time.
Oh, yep, absolutely.
So who is this guy think he is? Trey Songz?
I love it.
I'm just saying, guys, this is like the worst thing you can do.
I agree.
Top unloyalty, mark your name forever as in you cannot trust this guy.
Tarred
that
and feathered.
Is what he's doing.
Scarlet letter.
Yeah, that's no friend of mine.
Yeah, me neither. And I wish him luck with the girl, but this is not the way to do it.
It's not, man. It's not. He's not Trey Songz.
He's not Trey Songz.
No, you can't steal his girl. That's not how life works.
Nope. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for the input. And yeah, it's firing a lot of people up this morning.
Honestly, if you can give one piece of advice on how to handle this, what would it be?
Ah, man, I would probably go with what you guys say. I would let it play out. If they're not meant to be and he feels this strongly about this girl, then they probably won't work out if she feels the same way that he feels after that date the other day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. She felt the chemistry just like he did. But honestly, if he slides in her DMs right behind his buddy's back, karma.
Absolutely, karma. I'm signing off. Have a great day, guys.
You too, brother.
Love you, bye.
Leslie says, I cannot believe he's even admitting this on air. Troy, there's a reason people call guys like you dirtbags.
Yeah.
He is a walking red flag.
He's like, I'm a good friend through and through, but like, honestly, I want to steal his girl. I'm like, okay, that's not it.
He's your boy, right? Yeah, he's a good guy.
No, love him like a brother. You know what I mean?
98PXY is free and always will be.
Ariana, switching positions. You know what I mean?
Constantly switching positions for you.
Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? What are some of the shows right now that you absolutely just can't get enough of?
And honestly, I feel like TV has changed so much. We are in a space right now where everyone wants to curl up, cuddle inside, and binge watch X amount of TV shows. And it feels like every time I go to like research a show on TikTok or me Googling shows I should watch right now, it's always like these quick one-hit seasons. I haven't watched a multiple-season show in it seems like forever.
Yeah, I can't. I'm too busy watching true crime docs. I can't get away from that.
At what point does that become like
a problem?
We've seen this before. How many times can he murder her in the kitchen and be like, I wasn't even home?
It's crazy because I don't know if you guys remember the Michael Peterson trial, the staircase. They find his wife dead at the bottom of the stairs, and it's like, oh, she just tumbled down the stairs and her head gashed open. There was 13 to 14 episodes in that series, and I watched it twice.
Yeah, that's an issue. That's a massive issue.
But I just never got into Stranger Things, and
no.
I know the last season came out, and some of you mixed reviews.
Wasn't it like in one of the last episodes, like in the theater?
That, I don't know, but I know some people.
It's going to be.
I didn't even start watching it. I couldn't.
Is it sci-fi?
Yeah.
Then don't put me down for it.
Yeah. You never watched it at all?
No, never, not once.
Yeah. It was big, and then it went away for a while. And now I'm just like, I can't get into it. Some of you are disappointed.
One of my favorite things to do is not watch popular TV shows that everyone's like, oh my God, you have to watch. Like, I won't. I won't, because I know I won't like it. I know I'll be confused. One of the things that's really been rattling my chain when it comes to binge watching these TV shows, and I know everyone's in the same boat, is obviously the streaming services are robbing us blind. It's absolutely diabolical. Now on Peacock, there's different tiers. Like, you can only watch, you know, the one show that you want to watch if you're gold tier. It's like, okay, how much money do I really have to pay right now? Also, there is one actor that I maybe signed a multi-show deal with Peacock because he is legitimately in every single show. Jake Lacy, you know who this is? Ever heard of this man?
Jake Lacy.
If you haven't, just go to Peacock. He's in every single show. And I'm watching these shows back to back to back to back. And I'm like, wait, I've already seen this. But it's not that I've seen it. It's just that he is in it.
Yeah, no, he signed a deal with the studios to just have reoccurring. Is it one of those shows, though, where it's like American Horror Story?
No.
It's always different, but they use the same actors?
No. I'm saying like All Her Fault. He was in All Her Fault. And then I watched Apple Never Falls. And then I watched.
Oh, he's busy. He's a busy actor.
Like, it's just, okay.
Guys, I don't know how many of you are excited about this, but I need to break the news that Star Search is returning this year, January 20th. You guys remember Star Search, Ed McMahon?
No.
Oh, breezy. It was like the American Idol when we were younger, and everyone on the Mickey Mouse Club would perform, and that's how they would get discovered. It's how Kevin James got discovered. Justin Timberlake was on it, Christina Aguilera, all of them. And now they're bringing it back. It's going to be a live Netflix reboot. And the judges are Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chrissy Teigen.
I went to jail and I saw God. Okay, Jelly Roll, thank you.
Guy lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, he looks great. He's crushing it. I just think that right now, binge watching television shows is a Olympic event, an Olympic sport, and you need to buckle in and lock in. And if it doesn't catch my interest in the first episode, I'm out.
I know, that's,
I'm out.
That's what the holidays, that's what the break was for. Watch as many movies and useless TV as you possibly can. And we did just that. I'm waiting for Severance to come back to Apple. I mean, but here's the problem with things like this. The last season was in March. The new season, season 3, doesn't hit until April. It's like when you wait 13, 14 months for the next season to arrive, it's like you forgot everything. That's why I lost interest with Stranger Things.
Yeah, and then like you have to go back and watch the season before, and it's like, okay, now I'm just like rewatching this. That's like Tell Me Lies is coming out, I think, next week, and I kind of forgot what happened, so now I have to go back and rewatch and see what's going on. But I love TV. It's like, it's my kryptonite. I can't get enough of it.
Which is good and bad.
Truly. Truly. So if you have any good shows, hit me up. 585-252-9800.
Oh, by the way, when was The Last of Us? That's old news, right?
I don't even know what that is. Isn't that the alien one?
The Last of Us season. Somebody, Rachel, just wrote, I didn't think I cared about The Last of Us season 2. Then I cried for 3 episodes straight. It was unreal.
What will it take for you to give up on a show? Like, oh, I'm 2 seasons in.
I'm not stimulated.
There's one last season, and I'm just, like, over it.
If I'm on my phone and not paying attention while it's on, I clearly don't care about it or the plot.
True.
And then it's back to true crime. Got to watch that P. Diddy doc.
Gotta do it. So important.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.